And we now have with us Daryl Reese, and he is president of the Kansas State University Black Student Union, and really hate to even be talking about this today, Daryl, but of course receiving word yesterday of some posters promoting white nationalism on campus, which really has to make you feel a bit strange. I know that there's an anti-white nationalist rally then tonight, but just some of your thoughts about what's going on campus. It's so sad at the beginning of the year.
Definitely. We were really brought aware of the posters early yesterday morning. And once we became aware of the posters, we knew we immediately had to move, not just move as a Black Student Union, but to really move as a multicultural student organization. So that's immediately what we did. We were pretty startled by the posters and really asking ourselves why this continues to happen. Definitely continue to press the issue of a multicultural student center here on campus, a definite issue of a chief diversity officer as well on campus, just in response to, these posters and something that continues to happen. Definitely looking back at the previous two instances that happened last year with the noose and with the blackface incidents, it's just kind of continuing to show a constant trend that we need to correct here at K-State.
And of course, nationwide, there's been some things that have happened too. So, but we always like to think Manhattan, Kansas is different, but apparently not.
Yeah, apparently not. I mean, that's just kind of the nation that we live in right now, where we kind of just have to be on our toes, wherever we're at. Just seeing the events play out in Charlottesville, and just kind of just seeing that, you know, that's just one city, but it can really happen anywhere, especially here in Manhattan.
And again, a rally tonight. I don't know who you'd encourage maybe to come to that. I'm guessing you're taking part.
Yes. So basically all the multicultural student organizations and SGA, Student Government Association, pretty just came together with the idea of having a rally here tonight just to come out and just to show support for the events that happen, to really just come together as a campus. So I'm really encouraging everyone in Manhattan really just to come together as a community. The event will be at 8:30 on Bosco Plaza, and it will be a candlelight visual. So just please come out and bring a candle and a lighter if you can. And pretty much just throughout the whole entire day, just wear purple. And if we're on any kind of social media or anything like that, there's a hashtag that you can use, stand in solidarity. And that's pretty much it.
Now, I know you had a very busy summer, and we did have President Myers on a couple of times chatting with us. I know that they're in the process on diversity, you know, hiring somebody, and maybe talk a bit about that, and if you think that's progressing as it needs to, and just anything else from a BSU perspective.
Yep. I actually had the meeting with the president early yesterday morning, right before the events played out, and just kind of getting an update on the chief diversity officer. There has been a committee that's been formed. Unfortunately, I do not serve on that committee, but I do believe that our BSU will have a very intricate role in who is selected once everything comes down to it. So I'm looking forward to seeing who will be available to come here, and we're really pushing for a champion to really come in and really serve as the voice for our multicultural students.
Anything else to add today? As I said, I know you had, on a lighter note, it sounds like you had a good summer, but kind of came back to a mess, if I could put it that way. But just anything else you'd like to add today, Daryl?
It's been a great start to the year, just despite the events that played out yesterday. I'm very excited. I'm an honor to serve in this position as Black Student Union President. This year, our motto for the Black Student Union is Blackness, embrace it, accept it, and live it. Just kind of, with the theme of embrace, accept it, live it, it's kind of embracing how we can really live our Blackness out, kind of going a little bit deeper on what that means to us. Accept it would be how we kind of pull back the veil on different issues that we face here in America every day. And really living means just, how can we really live out our Blackness on a day-to-day basis? So overall, I'm really looking forward to a successful year in working with our administration this year, and just working with a lot of like-minded minds in the Manhattan community just coming together towards a common goal.
And again, we've been speaking with Daryl Reese today, Black Student Union President, Kansas State University.